Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Hey, good morning. Happy Football Friday. It is Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. Sal Capaccio joins us on the Western Hotline for a Football Friday. Sal, welcome back. You know, it's back to school season for kids, and it's back to football season for us and for you and, you know, your weekly routine. Here's a Friday into Sunday, 1 o'clock. We're back, and it's wonderful.
Although, don't get in the routine of knowing a football game is tonight on Friday night. At least on an NFL game.
We just did that. Yeah, this was just this morning. Yana said to me, well, you know, what do we got going on tonight? I said, well, I'd like to watch a football game. She's like, what football game? And I said, you know, she goes, oh, yeah, I forgot there's a football game tonight. There's a football game tonight. And it's like every day we're hitting a new benchmark as far as the season, right? I mean, it was, okay, we're here. Once we got past the weekend, it's week one. And then we had our first practice, an injury report. Last night we had our first real game. And now we have our, you know, first full weekend this weekend. So, yeah, we're here. And don't get in the routine of Sunday at 1 o'clock either, by the way, guys, because the first month of the season, very disjointed for the Bills. You go, obviously, Sunday, Thursday night, Monday night, yeah. Sunday night, and Monday night again, or and then Sunday afternoon and Monday night, I think is the way it goes.
Yeah, I thought about you yesterday when reading about this game tonight in Brazil, just because, I mean, you're traveling with the team and you're covering the team and you're doing the sidelines during the game broadcast, and everything I'm seeing, Sal, whether it's players or it's people covering the team, where, like, you're not allowed to really, you're not supposed to really leave the hotel, and it's the Packers, I think, who have a 2-hour bus ride to the stadium from their hotel, and Twitter is banned there. Just, it feels like it's a real headache, not just for the players, obviously, mm-hmm. but also people that would be down there trying to cover the game.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've thought about, you know, going to some of these other places and what it would be like, because obviously I've gone to London with the Bills and been a part of that broadcast, and it's nothing like that, right? It's just, it's a long road trip, really. And I agree, Joe. It just seems like, I know the NFL wants to grow the game. I understand why they're doing all this, and it's just going to get more and more. But maybe if you project out and think about some of the places you want to go and what the travel is going to be like, what the situation is going to be like government-wise, everything surrounding it, it feels like it's right. It's more of a chore than it is something that's actually good for the people actually doing it and involved in it. And I will tell you, I'm so impressed, honestly, when I've been to London twice now with the Bills. I'm incredibly impressed with how, like, detailed and set up it is from a team standpoint and from an NFL standpoint, the travel from the team standpoint and everything that, you know, they have to do for all of us with the traveling party. And then, and it's a lot that goes into it. And then you think about what these teams are going through in Brazil and all the different protocols and what they can't do. And yeah, it seems like, well, why are you doing this anyway? Like, to me, you go away on a trip like this, it should be about having, you know, a good time, right? You're not going there to party, but it should be about celebrating the game and going out and, you know, being a part of the events that are going on. And I don't get any of that with what's going on in Brazil, to be honest with you.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. We got a game that was played last night. We got a Bills game to preview as well. Sal, let's start though and do the Barnes Firm, the Barnes Injury Report. The Barnes Injury Report brought to you by the Barnes Firm Car Credit. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. The injury report pretty clean for the Bills, and the only thing that was in question appears to have been cleared up.
Yeah, and that is
I shouldn't say the only thing because Javon Solomon's still there. I keep forgetting about him, but Trubisky looks like it got cleared up.
Yeah, Mr. Trubisky is a full participant, so I'm assuming that means he'll be ready to be the backup quarterback on Sunday. The Bills won't have to elevate Mike White, but you know, you never know. If they feel that they still need some insurance there in some capacity, they could do something like that. They have one player that did not practice, as you said, for 2 days. That's Javon Solomon. We will hear from head coach Sean McDermott today for his first weekly Friday appearance on the Extra Point Show. My assumption is that we're going to hear that Javon Solomon is the only player who's rolled out of the game, unless there's anything that's, you know, unforeseen that's happened over the last 24 hours or so. That's great news. And it goes back to the last couple of weeks, how the Bills have kind of managed a lot of these guys, including Cole Bishop and Quentin Morris and Curtis Samuel, and where they are. And as you just said, Mitch Trubisky. And honestly, with Javon Solomon, I mean, it stinks. He's a rookie, and his first game, it's probably looking like he's not going to be able to dress. Honestly, don't even know, guys, if he would have got a game uniform anyway. Like, if I look at the defensive end group and I look at the defense and the team overall, like, what are the chances Javon Solomon was active on game day? Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. Possibly. Maybe it's probably between him and Casey Tuhill, to be quite honest. So, you know, it's a week for a rookie to get a little extra work in, and hopefully he recovers.
And then what do you know about the Cardinals side of things with their injury report? I think this is not something we're tracking, like, day to day. Darius Robinson, their first round pick defensive lineman, I know he had been kind of the plan, Sal, to kind of spark their pass rush this season, and he's already somebody that's going to miss multiple games. So we're not really wondering about him, but he'll be a loss. And then otherwise, I think maybe they look pretty good.
They look pretty good, yeah. They only had their rookie tight end who had missed practice a couple of days ago, and theirs came out late yesterday, so I want to make sure I can check on that for you to see if he practiced yesterday. But they look pretty clean. But yeah, they had a couple injuries early, like in preseason, you know, training camp, and a couple of guys that you mentioned there. But here we go. So yesterday it was two, actually. Joey Blunt was added to their injury report. A safety with a back injury did not practice. Xavier Weaver, a wide receiver, did not practice. And then their tight end, Tip Reman, has an ankle injury. He was limited in practice. So they only have three guys. Two of them did not practice. So it seems like they're pretty clean on that side. But yeah, their first-round draft pick, and I mean, his name escapes me again, and you just said it,
Yeah, Darius Robinson. Darius Robinson.
Yeah. I think he got injured a while ago, so I don't think he is on the active roster to be able to be eligible to be on the injury report.
Sal Capaccio joining us as we gear up for Bills-Cardinals, 1 o'clock Sunday. You know, Sal, I mentioned earlier we watched Xavier Worthy play last night, and a couple of the plays he got made me think about Curtis Samuel's role for this team, because Samuel's a speedster who Joe Brady has given the ball on plays just like the one that Worthy scored on last night. And I wonder if, you know, if any Bills fan is out there thinking about the potential for Worthy and what he could be. But the Bills, granted, he doesn't have quite the high-profile draft status or the 4.21 record at the Combine, but that does look like the Curtis Samuel spot with this team, I think.
Yeah, I agree. If there's somebody on the Bills roster that's going to be that guy, it's going to be Curtis Samuel. And you go back to 2020, what he did with Joe Brady, how many times they gave him the football. I think it was 41 as a running back, you know, ran in some capacity. And doesn't have to even line up as a running back necessarily, but like they gave to Worthy yesterday as he goes on an end around. You go back to 2020, not only that, threw him the ball 97 times. We're looking at his stats now, 77 catches, 851 yards, and go back to rushing here. Yep, 41 for 200 yards and two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That's probably the guy that you're using in that role. And I know that all the talk yesterday and a lot of it on social media was about Worthy and bringing that back. And you even have national people and people from other markets talking about how, you know, the Bills traded with the Chiefs, and that's going to be with us for a long time. You know, and we haven't even, and it's kind of unfair to Keon Coleman. He hasn't even played a game yet in the NFL, right? But if you're looking for someone to be that kind of guy for how their Chiefs are using Worthy, I agree, Jeremy. I think that would be more like how the Bills envision you just using Curtis Samuel. Of course, the difference is Curtis Samuel's a 28-year-old, you know, 8-year veteran in this league, whereas Xavier Worthy, that's his first NFL game. And, you know, we'll see how his role morphs, you know, for the Chiefs as they go on.
Even he in that game last night, Sal, like he had the big plays. He wasn't on the field the whole time. Like, it was a limited snap count a bit for him. And kind of turning our attention to Coleman this week, now that Samuel's practicing in full, and obviously Shakir is going to be a big part of it, and Hollins is listed as a starter, and we've talked about him all offseason as kind of having a role on offense. Now that we're a couple days before the season, do you have a thought on what Coleman's snap count, or like how often he'll be out there running routes? Like, do you think it'll be more, it'll certainly be more of a split, I think, than what Gabe Davis had, but I guess how much of a split do you expect him to be, you know, a part of with Hollins and some of the others on the outside?
I almost view this wide receiver group like not quite to the level, Joe, maybe a little, like, you know, exaggerating saying this, but almost like the Bills have their defensive line, which is I just think they're going to be rotating in and out and playing all different spots. And that includes Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. And I think Dalton will be on the field a lot. I think Dawson Knox is going to get his fair share of snaps. Mac Hollins, Khalil Shakir, I think they're all going to be, because I think the Bills want to be so multiple where they do so many different things. And they can run 12 personnel and 11 personnel. So who's going to come off the field? Who's going to be on the field? I think this is going to be game plan based. It's going to be during the game based and adjustments they make. I mean, last year you look, you see Diggs and Davis pretty much. Well, Diggs not as much last year, but if you really go back to most of his time, around 90%, right? I think if you looked at every game, and then Davis obviously was almost 100%. He was on the field like 95% of the time. I don't know if you're going to get two receivers like that. And Coleman being a rookie, he'll probably be on the field quite a bit. I don't know if you're going to approach those kinds of numbers, to be quite honest with you. So to me, it feels like there's going to be a lot of rotation there. They're going to be matchup specific, and that's going to change on a weekly basis. I would say probably the guy we just mentioned, Curtis Samuel and Dalton Kincaid will be on the field majority of that whole group a lot and more than the other guys. But I feel like you're going to get a heavy rotation and guys in and out of that lineup.
In the rotation, Sal, I want to bring up a name that we do not talk about that much, Dawson Knox, who, you know, he got hurt last year and they changed coordinator. Like last year's offense, if you follow the trail, it just kind of, you know, meandered. And this year, like, this is one of the things I think that a lot of Bills fans, if they are optimistic about the offense, it's that the plan is in place. Brady appears to be pretty safe. They've got the pieces. Knox last year had his lowest yards per reception, lowest receptions per game, lowest yards per game. You know, down the stretch when they were winning, he only had 7 catches in that win streak. And that's not to say he wasn't, you know, a part of their game plan. I wonder if all this conversation about where do all those vacated targets for Diggs and Davis go, where Dawson Knox could land on this. Like, his career high in catches is 49. His career high in targets is 71. And I know Dalton Kincaid is, of course, at that position too, Sal, and probably the number one. But should Bills fans probably prepare themselves for Dawson Knox being a piece of this offense again after starting to drift?
Yeah, it's interesting how you say that. Prepare themselves. Like, oh my God, like, you know, that's a bad thing for Bills fans if they see it.
No, and I don't mean it like that. I'm just one of the players you should be expecting, I guess, is what I would say. Like,
yeah.
Knox is going to come back, in, I think, in this offense.
I think absolutely. I think the plan was last year even for him to play more, but he did have the injury, and, you know, look, I think actually last year, I'll say it this way. I think last year they wanted to run more 12, and it took a little while for Dalton Kincaid to necessarily be that regular player, but once he did, then Dawson gets hurt, so he's not on the field as much. Then they change coordinators. They lean a little bit more on the run game. I just think it was kind of a lost season for that and a little bit of a lost season for Dawson. You're right. A lot of his numbers were down. Dawson Knox is still a solid tight end. I know the Bills gave him a contract that doesn't look like it should be matching up with how much he plays or the production for him. I totally get that.
But he is on the team for at least 2 years, like the way the cap works out. Like, it's a 2-year plan with Knox. So, like, that, for me, that adds into this as well.
Yeah, and I think that the plan is now to kind of see that grow a little bit. I do. I think the Bills really want to kind of go to that model. I'm looking last night. You guys want to guess the snap count percentage of Andrews and Likely last night for the Baltimore Ravens?
They were both on the field a lot together, so I would guess that they're both pretty high.
They were on the field a lot together. I also have their snaps as single tight end and how that changed.
Yeah, I just saw that too. In the first half, it was they only had maybe like a few snaps with one tight end on the field, and it was all Andrews in the first half. And the second half, it was more Likely.
Yeah,
and you're, by the way, you're talking to a guy that drafted Mark Andrews at tight end, and now I'm kind of kicking myself and going, man, why did I do that? So if a survey does know, there were a total of 80 snaps for the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Andrews was on the field for 59 of them, Likely 53.
Yeah.
I mean, they were both on the field for quite a bit. That adds up, obviously, to over 100 snaps total. That's 112 snaps. 74% for Andrews and 66 for Likely. And when you started asking me the question, Jeremy, I started thinking about the Ravens and how they use them, because I think that's what I think that's a good baseline of what we might see with the Bills, to be quite honest with you. Like, I feel like you're going to see maybe not quite that high for both guys, or maybe one or the other. Maybe you'll see a little bit of a wider gap or split between Kincaid and Knox, but I do think you're going to see a lot of those two guys on the field together. I think the Bills are very confident in Dawson Knox. He has a very well-rounded game. Dawson Knox is a good tight end in this league. And again, I'll go back to, I understand the contract skews it for a lot of fans, but Dawson Knox, a good tight end. I know he had some drops early in his career. He's had some, but he can catch the ball. He's a good blocker. He's not great at any of these things he does, but he's capable and he's good. And the Bills are very confident in putting him out there. And I think he's going to allow them to do a lot more of what they've wanted to do and want to get back to doing this year. So, yes, I think you're going to see him on the field maybe more often than people maybe expected or thought about, you know, going into and after, especially they drafted Kincaid, and after last year going into this year.
Let's get a phone call in here with Sal Capaccio. Brian in Williamsville. Good morning, Brian.
Yes, I wanted to mention how good I believe this Bills offense will be, like the 1980s when they were running and gunning before the 90s, where they really took off when Kelly came on into the league and the defense struggled. I think we might be looking at that again, where the defense will struggle a little bit early and then grab hold of it again, where they can go, I believe, 12-5, make the playoffs. I'm not saying they'll win the division, but I do believe they can go all the way to the AFC Championship game against Kansas City and give them a run for their money this time.
Thanks, Brian. I like that question about the defense and how much time it might take them to get to where they are. You know, Bobby Babbage's first NFL regular season game call and plays. Terrell Bernard is the captain. There are some new faces. Damar Hamlin's back there in the secondary. But, Sal, like, Hamlin's played as part of a defense that's been good before. So it's not like, you know, him being out there is some obvious weak link that has to be exposed. He's played before. So when you think about coming together as a defense, do you think it will take some time for this group?
I think this is a reason why DeMar Hamlin is starting, because I think the Bills feel that, you know, with the lost time of Cole Bishop and Mike Edwards, and like I say that, I don't want to take anything away from DeMar. You guys know, I think DeMar had a strong camp, right? A strong preseason. It's not like he didn't earn it, but I go back to the word trust, right? I think Sean McDermott, Bobby Babbage feel, you know, if it does take us a little bit of time to get this together, let's work through that by having guys who understand the system, know the system, guys we can trust back there so that we can get through some of these patches. You know, you lose Matt Milano. I mean, at least you had a few weeks here to prepare for that. Not like last year, you lose him in week 5.
Yeah.
You had to put it together on the fly. So, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question for me. I have confidence in this defense. I think the question is going to be in the back end. They might give up a big play or two, and that's going to be something people are going to look at and go, okay, there, look at your safeties, right? I get it. But I think overall, the structure of the defense, I think the front seven's really good, guys. I do. I think this is a maybe a better, You know, last year they just weren't healthy for most of the year. I think this can be a better defensive line and overall front seven than they were most of last year, because you consider who they lost with Daquan Jones and Matt Milano for most of the year. If they, even without Matt Milano, Daquan Jones is healthy. You look at some of the pieces they added, or, you know, growing and then coming back, Von Miller. I think this is a very, very solid front seven. I think that the question is at safety, maybe giving up some big plays, but I'm not expecting this defense to take time to gel. No, this is a defense that, for the most part, for most of the guys, have been here except for that one key position. But the two guys who are starting have actually been here for 2 years now, in one case in Taylor Rapp, 1 year plus, I should say, and DeMar Hamlin, who's going into his fourth year.
I want to ask you about the safety, Sal. Like, Edwards and Cole Bishop both picked up injuries. I mean, Edwards during minicamp, like going all the way back, right? Both appear to be close, right? We're thinking that they could be close-ish.
Well, they're both full. They're both ready. I mean, they're playing. They're practicing.
Right. But the fact that they're, you say trust. I mean, they're both full practicing. I don't know. I feel like these were two big investments that they made at the position. And level of investment to me is always a part of this equation. You know, Bishop's
just from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Second round pick, and Edwards was one of the free agents they brought in kind of early. So I wonder how long Hamlin can hold them off, I guess.
Listen, I agree with that, Jeremy, which is like, eventually, like, ask me now who the starting safeties are week eight. I'm probably going to tell you it's Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp, and Cole Bishop's going to get time. Although I do leave the door open now much more than I ever did for Cole Bishop to win that job, because of how the arc has gone for both these guys, and with Mike Edwards basically, you know, being injured as well. It wasn't a huge investment. I don't think they spent a ton of money on Mike Edwards. Yes, Cole Bishop was a high draft pick investment, but we've seen before that doesn't matter. Even if you're a high draft pick, doesn't mean you have to play a lot for the Buffalo Bills. It does come down to trust. It comes down to who they feel can be on the field and understand what they want to do. So yes, I agree with that part of it, which is, how long does DeMar have this? It could be 5 days. Excuse me. We could see DeMar Hamlin not starting against the Miami Dolphins. Yes. They're close as far as to me being on the field and playing like to the point of where the Bills signed and drafted them respectively and had the vision for them. But they're full participants. They're full go. If the Bills wanted to, they're healthy enough to be on the field. I think this comes down to how much time have they had on task, how much practice time. This is not injury-related as far as playing through an injury. This is injury-related as far as have you been on the field enough because of your injury to know that we can put you in every situation and do what we want to do defensively and trust that you're going to be able to know and do everything as we go along here.
The other player on that side of the ball, Sal, that I feel like Sunday is going to be probably a big test for is Dorian Williams. The Cardinals were, I don't know if they'll be the exact same, but they were number two in the NFL in yards per carry last year, and then you've got McBride at tight end. So, I mean, Williams could go to this too. Like, he was here last year, but we still don't, I think, fully know what we have. He just hasn't, I don't think, played enough to know that.
Yeah, listen, if they, I have no worries about Dorian Williams in the run game. I mean, sometimes play action, you mess with him a little bit, like what he has to see. He's the kind of guy that's going to fly. He's got to learn to slow down a little bit. I think he did a better job of that in training camp this year than what he did during regular season last year. So, you know, hopefully he's grown in that area. But I do think tight end covering out of the backfield, like that's going to be something where maybe during this game, the Bills will have to make an in-game adjustment if that's not going the way that they want. But Dorian Williams flying to the ball against a team that's going to run it, I have no issues there. I think Dorian Williams will be fine there. And spending time next to Terrell Bernard, being in that same room with him now for over a year, it will be a test, though. You're right, Joe. And the Cardinals know that. The Cardinals know who's starting for the Buffalo Bills. They're going to do whatever they can to test Dorian Williams or who's ever at that will linebacker spot in a certain time period because Trey McBride is very good. Now they have Marvin Harrison Jr. that they put in there. By the way, Greg Dortch, I think, could be a guy that they could use a lot and you know get the ball to in certain situations. James Conner had a great year last year running the football. But hey, if you told me right now the Cardinals' game plan is to lean on their run game and come into Buffalo and try and win that way, I would say go ahead because I don't think that's the way that they're going to wind up beating the Buffalo Bills.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, we'll see you Sunday. We'll be listening to Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up today, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Sean McDermott today, his first weekly radio appearance. We'll get a full rundown on injuries. Like I said, it doesn't look like there's anything we have to be totally monitoring except for Javon Solomon. But obviously, good to hear from Sean McDermott here before the first game of the season on Sunday.
Very good. Thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it.
Sal Capaccio. When we get back, we'll be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. I've got a couple things. One, your stat of the day is a doozy.
Okay.
Regarding last night's game, it's a doozy,
okay,
stat of the day. And I want to get to, I have found the one person that's predicting the Bills to be bad.
Bad?
Bad.
By league standards, bad? By Bills standards, bad.
By Bills standards, okay, bad. A bad year. Usually you'll get, wild card. No. We got an NFL national. We got a guy. Bad. That's next.
Mahomes fires. Run in. Xavier again. Worthy for a touchdown. Number one has two tonight.
Okay, so here's your stat of the day. This is a doozy of a stat. Don't worry. It's not like total fear of Xavier Worthy, but I think it's interesting. Wide receivers that have a rush touchdown of 20 yards or more and a receiving touchdown of 30 yards or more in the same game in the last 20 years.
Okay, so one more time, over 20.
A 20-yard rushing touchdown and a 30-yard receiving touchdown,
okay,
or more. That's only happened 5 times that a receiver has done that.
Okay.
A 20-yard rushing touchdown and a 30-yard receiving touchdown. It's only happened 5 times.
I bet Tyreek Hill's done it.
Correct. Tyreek Hill in 2020. Yes, for the Chiefs, by the way.
Yep. I bet Deebo Samuel's done it.
No.
Okay. Has Curtis Samuel done it?
No.
I think that would be it for me.
There's a theme with this.
Fast guys?
No.
Chief guys?
Close. I mean, you're pretty much there. Andy Reid guys.
Andy Reid guys. Okay, yeah.
So again,
DeSean Jackson?
DeSean Jackson twice. Here's your stat of the day. In the last 20 years, this has happened five times. Andy Reid receivers have done it four times.
Wow.
He has four of the five.
Yeah.
Rushing touchdown for a receiver over 20 yards, receiving touchdown 30 yards or more in the same game. Four of the five are Andy Reid.
Yep. He's a mastermind. He is a witch.
He is a witch.
He is a witch.
And that
he's the witch.
And the rushing touchdown that they had for Worthy, like, he had a convoy out in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you might not think. I'm not afraid of Worthy in Kansas City because he's the one-man show. He's the finishing piece to that guy. That guy's done that four times.
Right.
The rest of the league has only done it once. Odell Beckham for Cleveland in 2020 also did it. So okay. DeSean Jackson twice, Odell Beckham, Tyreek Hill, and Xavier Worthy. 803-0550. All right, Jeremy and Joe, happy Football Friday. It's Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. I found someone that has the Bills as, I'll say, bad.
Okay.
By their standards. Not like 5-12.
Because the most you'll ever see is someone say, well, I think they'll be the
wild
sixth
card.
Seed.
Yeah, wild card.
Wild card.
I think Peter Schrager had him as the 7, or maybe, I don't remember. I saw somebody else that had him as the 7 seed yesterday. Yeah.
Not too many are courageous enough, though, to actually drop them out completely.
Right. You don't see it. Well, yesterday I found it. Mike Clay. NFL.com. Mike Clay, right?
ESPN.
ESPN NFL senior writer. He did his 2024 projected standings. Mm-hmm. And this is more than just 12-5. It's points for, points against, where you rank, the strength of your schedule, and everything. Here's a season that Mike Clay has projected for the Bills. And again, like I said, it's going to dig more into the record, more than the record. He has them at roughly 9-8. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But this is where you dig into it and find a Bills team, the likes of which we really have not seen. The offense is 11th in scoring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The defense, he projects only 8 teams give up more points than the Bills. And the Bills' point differential is an 8. They finish +8, third in the division, missed the playoffs. A lot of it is strength of schedule. But in Mike Clay of ESPN, his projections, it's a season in which Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbage do not have answers on defense.
Yeah.
And we have not.
And also play a very good stretch of offenses. Right? Yeah. Like we talked in the break, like if they finish 9th from the bottom
in scoring
against, in scoring defense, like we have a bet that he'll have a bottom 10 defense, but we did it by DVOA, which factors in how hard your schedule is. And I would bet that if they were the 9th worst defense in the league, like in yardage and in points, they might not be a bottom 10 defense in like DVOA because their schedule is so hard. But also they have holes, right? They have holes on defense. So they're giving up 402 points in this.
Yeah.
+8. When's the last time they were near that?
Oh, their point differential is always.
Were they even in that 2019 season near that? Like they just, no. They've never really been like that.
But I wonder, so to this point, like we've talked a lot of scenarios. We probably spend most of our time talking offense and weapons, whether it's Keon Coleman or Khalil Shakir or chats about 12 personnel. And McDermott comes up when talking about the offense a lot. One thing that we only entertain on that bet board about him having a bottom 10 defense.
Yeah, that's it.
What does it sound like about McDermott? We've got our callers that think he's not that good or they could do better. What's it sound like in this area, in this town, this market, on this station, if the Bills have a season where they miss the playoffs and it's because the defense can't make stops?
Oh, well, then he's...
Like that is a different kind of animal. You know, hey, you're always a contender as long as you have Josh Allen. If you go 9-8, third in the division, and your defense gets just absolutely worked, I mean, it'll just be a different feeling.
Yeah, it'll feel like, for some people, that's the one thing they'll give him, right? Is, I'll always have a good defense if Sean McDermott's my coach.
I feel pretty confident in saying that. I think he can coach defense.
Yeah, because the most common complaints about him are what? That he shrinks in the big moments when it comes to game management, right? And that maybe, for some, think he has his hands on the offense too much. if the defense is the one given that I feel like we all can uniformly like come in together and say, okay, that's the one thing that this guy can do. Maybe in the playoffs it's different, but regular season, this guy's going to have them as a top 10 defense. And if that suddenly goes down the drain, I don't know what that'll sound. It'll sound like, you know, the people that are already kind of not big fans of Sean McDermott, even those people I think would give him the defense. If that goes away or struggles, that's also not supposed to be, well, I guess it's not completely true. Poyer and Hyde are gone. But I was going to say, like, I'm not sure the defense is as much the unit in transition, you know, as the offense. Like, they've got veteran pieces back there still, like Rasul Douglas, and I guess you can include Vaughn in that mix. Like, they didn't cut Vaughn. They could have. There was a report when they took the pay cut that it might have been in part because he might have been cut otherwise. So Rousseau back there, Oliver, like the defense has got holes, but I don't think that's supposed to be the unit that's in transition in transition as much. The offense is supposed to be the unit that's like, oh, this is going to look brand new, totally different.
Well, maybe the whole thing is transition a little more than we bargained for. If again, like that's just one guy's projections.
Yeah.
But I have not seen anybody lower than that.
And attributing it to their defense motion.
It really hit when
11th on offense is not good either. Not great to me.
That's not great.
That's about as bad as you can do with Josh Allen offense, I think.
Yeah.
Is 11th.
11th on offense and like 24th on defense and still winning 8 games. There's your Josh Allen angle to it.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Cardinals, Sunday, 1 o'clock. The forecast looks nice. It's going to rain this weekend, but
holds off for Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday is going to be an elite fall day. You're going to wake up in the 40s.
Nice.
Into the 50s, and by kickoff, we're looking at like a low 60s kickoff. Man, beautiful. Let's go. 803-0550 if you want to join us, and 1-888-550-2550.
Do we get jersey uniform combinations tonight?
Yes, they're wearing blue and white.
Blue and white. Okay, perfect. Good. No blue on blue?
No.
They were wearing white on blue, I think, when the Hail Mary happened in Arizona.
That's correct.
White jersey, blue pants? That's never been a good combination.
Would you take Bills win on a Hail Mary caught by Keon Coleman? Revenge Hail Mary. You got to get a name for it.
I feel like I have to say yes, even though, what, I need a Hail Mary to beat the Cardinals?
Sure.
I don't want to need a Hail Mary to beat the Cardinals, but I would have, that would be pretty sick.
I don't think they'll need a Hail Mary. I think we come in Monday, right? Let's predict Monday's show. Everybody's in a good mood. It looked fine. They win 34-24. Like the defense gives up some, but the offense, I mean, that
a comfortable win.
You know what? I probably shouldn't even pick that high of a score, because if they're going to run it as much as I think they're going to run it, based on how bad Arizona's defensive line is, also.
What about the same score as last night? 27-20?
Okay. But I think
does it come down to the final play like last night, though?
I think they'll get a double-digit win.
Okay.
I think they'll cover. I think it'll just be comfortable. That's my prediction for this game. You can give us yours, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man, coming up at 8:30. Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports at 9. We usually chat with him on Thursdays. This week we're doing it on a Friday. So Football Friday, give us a ring. And get ready for Packers-Eagles tonight from Brazil.
Packers-Eagles tonight, and then and how about Jesse Pegula tomorrow as a watch in the U.S. Open final? I had that on the side yesterday when it became clear that she was starting to rally back because she was down huge.
Yeah, the first set was 6-1.
6-1, and then she was down 2-0. So she'd have lost first 8 of the first 9 games. And it probably felt like that would have been over. But Terry Pegula was shown on camera a few times, of course, was there. Not a surprise.
Yep.
Right? He'll be there, I'm sure, tomorrow. Where is it? New York?
Yeah.
It's not far.
If she wins, like, what's the trophy look
she
like?
She get introduced on the field Sunday?
I mean, you know, bring it to the game. Sure. It's cool.
Yeah. Hey, here's Buffalo native and U.S. Open tennis champion, Jesse Pegula, on the field on Sunday. I don't know what the trophy looks like. Is it a dish? Are they dishes? Or is that a different tournament? Is that Wimbledon? You get a big plate.
Yeah. It's the Harton S. Semple Trophy. It is not a dish. It looks like Looks like the British Open trophy, is what I would say.
It's more of a jug?
A little bit like the claret jug.
Okay. All right.
Could you drink out of it? Some of these...
I'm looking at it now. The top would have to come off.
Yeah.
For you to drink out of it.
It's got the two handles. You know what it looks like? It looks like the...
kind of a generic looking trophy. I think it looks like, gotta be honest.
Now that I'm saying it, I think it looks like the Champions League trophy.
Yeah, the Champions League trophy's got the banners coming off though.
Yeah.
Which is always a nice little feature. Always the colors of the team that won too, I think they match it up with.
Xavier Worthy season.
Oh, he was on my bench last night.
Welcome to the rest of your life. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want. 803-0550 on WGR.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now.
Oh, return of the train horn.
Yes, okay. Now, I'm just saying, I'm an ideas guy here.
Is that coming with the new stadium?
Probably. Hey, Bills game day crew. You know, the train horn has had a really good run on third downs. But we kind of got a new use for it this year. How about every time a receiver picks up a first down,
train horn.
We hit that train horn.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's got to be a receiver, though.
Why can't the train be an offensive thing? Like, look, this thing is moving. Yeah. We're up. Let's go. Third and six. Pass. Shakir spins away. Boom. First down.
We need someone responsible, though, on the train horn.
First down, train horn. I'll do it.
Well, no, like you said, if a receiver gets a first down, right?
He said responsible, Jeremy, not...
No. A receiver
gets a first
down.
I don't need Dalton Kincaid getting a first down and someone blowing the train. Because he's kind of like a receiver, guys.
At that point, someone would issue a disclaimer. It's like, think of him as a receiver. The pass catcher horn.
A disclaimer before every first down?
Yeah.
Does this mean if Josh Allen catches a touchdown again, the train horn?
Mahomes caught a pass yesterday. To give him like a receiver. There was Collinsworth to tell him how amazing it was. How he knew exactly. Collinsworth. It wasn't as bad maybe as I thought it was going to be though yesterday.
No. It's fine.
He passed Len Dawson on the all-time chief list. And I thought we were about to get a love fest for an hour. I mean, basically what the whole thing was. Did you watch any of that pregame show? Ooh. Why did I subject myself
well,
to that?
Well, they had to go 20 minutes longer than expected because of the weather delay, so...
Oh, my... But get me someone thought... Jason Garrett talking for a minute and a half, and I wish I could tell you exactly what he said. He talked for 30 seconds about Patrick Mahomes being the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, just the most generic... You couldn't get more generic analysis.
Okay, so...
It wasn't even analysis. It doesn't qualify. He was just talking. He was reading his Pro Football Reference page.
I'm glad you brought this up. Jason Garrett seems like a real nice guy up there.
Oh my, get him off TV.
It's almost like it's almost like an AI generated commentary about football. Yeah, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's the quarterback for this Kansas City team.
Yes!
That's what he says.
That's what he says.
Okay, you didn't see him at halftime then?
No, I couldn't do it.
Let me tell you about halftime. What are you looking for in this, you know, what'd you see in the first half? His analysis was that Lamar Jackson has a look in his eye. That's it. He's got a look in his eye.
Come on.
And see, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's out there playing. How much of football commentary is just talking about how much someone wants it? The other thing I thought last night, you know, like the Bills are in a year where it's about leadership and Josh Allen, Terrell Bernard, new leaders, blah, blah, blah. You watch a football game and guess what? You know what? This guy's becoming more of a leader this year. Not that he wasn't one last year, but now he's even more of a leader. The whole broadcast is about how Lamar is more of a leader now this year. Okay? Everybody's a leader all the time. But they weren't not a leader before, and they're still leading. Jason Garrett, tough one.
He's so bad.
Okay.
I can't get it.
When we get back, the return of a very fun part of Football Friday. Memory Lane. Chris Brown at 8:30, Scott Pianowski at 9, special fun guest at 9:30. Stay tuned for that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.